broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. Yes, indeed. This is the broadcast for November the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We're steady as a rock. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the fourth Thursday of the month. It is indeed Thanksgiving Day. And why are we live, you say? Well, because we consider you family. That's why. And because we want to spend time with you. A lot of people are getting up and pulling out tables and setting up chairs and preparing for loved ones to come over and spend time together. And the mainstream press busy telling you how to not argue with your crazy uncle over politics or religion. And the rest of us are saying, you know what? Why argue? Why not just spend time together and play games together and set aside differences and show a little love and a little kindness, an appreciation for one another. And you know what? We could do it all, folks. It is about God, family, and country. And what better way to celebrate it than Thanksgiving? We got a lot of wonderful news to cover today. First, a recap of yesterday's show. A lot of wonderful news, and then some news that isn't so good, but news that I feel like we really got to cover, right? News that's important, in my humble opinion, to focus on. Because it is relevant to Thanksgiving, if you will. We'll do it all. The recap of yesterday's show starts now, brought to you in part by localhoneyman.com. Have what? Raw honey delivered directly to your door today. localhoneyman.com. All right, we talked about female genital mutilation. Cannot be banned at the federal level, says a judge. It's unconstitutional. Now, Justice Roberts and Barack Obama having a big battle. Barack says there's an Obama judge for you. Justice Roberts fires back and says there's no such thing as an Obama, a Trump, a Bush, a Clinton judge. They're all just judges doing their best. And Donald Trump fires back and says, wow, John, you're goofy. Of course there's these judges with these different opinions big time, and they reflect who put them in office. The battle rages on. I sadly agree with Donald Trump on this one. Judge blocks Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. So a lot of good people are standing for pro-life. A lot of good people are trying to stop the mutilation of female genitals. A lot of people are trying to stop the border from leaking like a sieve and criminals entering the country. But no, these judges single-handedly played judge, jury, and executioner. Judge blocks a Donald Trump administration from denying asylum claims to illegals crossing our borders. The battle rages on. Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump uses personal email to send hundreds of emails for business, government business. Is she right for doing it? No. Do the Democrats want to investigate it? Yes. Should they investigate it? Yes. But I look at a Hillary Clinton, a seasoned veteran, versus a first-timer Ivanka, the daughter of the president who's never been involved in this, as totally different personally. I would, you know, find out what classified information might have got out based on this. But I would treat Ivanka with kid gloves, and I would throw the book at Hillary for this. They act like it's the same, and I don't think it's even close. The Democrats gained a valuable seat in the Olympic state of Utah. Ben McAdams wins in deep red Utah, defeating Mia Love. We talked about the John Birch Society Freedom Index, primarily, and we cover the country, but in Utah especially. Mike Lee, 92%, great senator. Orrin Hatch, 57%, what a shame. We hope Mitt Romney does better, hopefully under the tutelage and direction and guidance and support of Mike Lee and we the people. Mitt Romney can do better, whether you like him or not. Hey, he's got the Senate seat and he's going to have it for 6 years. We better influence him for good and make the best of it, I'll tell you that right now. Rob Bishop got 67%. He's the highest. Chris Stewart got 61%. What a shame. Curtis got 55%. Mia Love got 65%. So the second best congressman, although dismal numbers, is now gone. You think McAdams will do better? I'm telling you right now, I doubt it. All right, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2 yesterday, we talked about throw away all romaine lettuce, the CDC warns. Kirk Crosby wisely says, wait a minute. There are private companies that create vegetable cleaning solutions. And I mean solutions in two ways. Solutions meaning liquid that you can rinse your vegetables and such in. And I mean solutions in that it is the answer. So kind of a dual use of the word solutions there. Anyway, we really need to look into that stuff. Where's the CDC when you need them? See, they don't like natural solutions. They just want you to throw it all away. Government's famous for throwing away food, folks. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. We are live for Thanksgiving. Donald Trump says the U.S. to remain steadfast. Partner with Saudi Arabia despite Khashoggi killing. There's a big battle between Donald Trump and Rand Paul over this. Rand Paul says, let's put America first, not Saudi Arabia. Senator Rand Paul says, I will continue to press for legislation to stop the Saudi arms sales and to stop the war in Yemen. Senator Rand Paul also talks about a retweet. Out of the hijackers that carried out 9/11, 15 of the 19 were from Saudi Arabia. And, you know, Saudi Arabia was heavily involved in the 9/11 attack. They planned and funded 9/11, goes the retweet from Rand Paul. Thank you to Saudi Arabia. Donald Trump calls low oil prices a tax cut for America and the world. And he shields the crown prince from attacks over Khashoggi murder. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. Rand Paul says he has the votes of the Senate to force through sanctions. And that, you know what, I appreciate lower gas prices, but it's not a jobs program here. The sad part about it is I understand Donald Trump's point and I understand Rand Paul's point, and both have validity. We need to keep diplomatic relations alive, according to Trump, and he's right. We don't want to blow up the world, economically speaking, and Trump's right. We also want to reduce arms sales, but you got to be careful because somebody else will fill that void. Somebody may be way worse. But when do you play the good guy? When do you play the bad guy? When do you, you know, when is it helping versus hurting? When is the, well, we need to reduce our involvement in foreign affairs in terms of military escalation, arms and training and funding and such. But how do you back out of this compromising situation that we've been in for literally decades? Rand Paul's right about that. How do we have less war in Yemen? Rand Paul's right about that. You know, what do you do in these situations? And it's a difficult, difficult decision. I would push for less war and less arms sales. I would also try to sit down at the diplomatic table to make sure these things don't repeat. All right, Dallas jail guards ordered transgender woman to show her genitals, suit claims, but hers really a him. He was born a male. And I wouldn't be forcing the viewing of genitals or anything else. I would simply say, hey, what does the documentation say at birth? Birth certificate, driver's license, you know, what is this person? And let's just get to the truth and go with that, shall we? Donald Trump trying to do some of that, but struggling with the courts on that front as well. We talked about a Fox host now that tells Donald Trump that he is seen as a, quote, beacon for repression around the world. I think the Fox host is off his rocker and Fox and CNN, the line between the two and the brotherhood between the two getting stronger every single day. The line being blurred more every day, but the relationships and working together stronger every day as they attack Donald Trump at every turn. But Donald complains about the mainstream press, but he just jumps back in the arms of the same press folks he claims are an enemy of the people. Why doesn't Donald come to us for news? Why doesn't Donald shake it up and get rid of his press conferences and the press corps entirely? It's been an inside scandal from the word go. And the president's not even able to say who's able to come to his house and not. Whose house is it? The White House? The people's house? Donald's house? If it's Donald's house, he should be able to decide who enters, right? If it's the people's house, then I should be able to go there just as much as Jim Acosta, right? All right, looks like the Houston Chronicle retracts 8 stories after, quote, fraud investigation. Wow, they say they apologized to their readers. Well, good for their apology and admitting they're wrong. Fraud allegations against the Houston Chronicle. CNN's Carl Bernstein off his rocker. Media should not air propaganda. Press events should edit them. Uh-huh. So the problem is his gatekeeping is being challenged. He doesn't know what to do about it, does he? Conservatives to Mitch McConnell work around the clock to approve almost 200 Trump nominees. Boy, howdy, do I agree with that point. Wisconsin hunter shoots 19-point buck after tracking it for years. I guess some folks are going to be having deer for Thanksgiving, aren't they? You know, I've been asking people if people like turkey or ham for Thanksgiving, and most people say turkey, some people say ham. I say both. What do you think of them apples? I was on a big conference call for work, and I said to a bunch of people, and they were all doubling down on their thing. Oh, no, you got to have turkey. Oh, come on, you got to have a ham. And I'm just like, why not both, folks? Why do we got to fight about this, huh? The turkey lovers can eat the turkey. The ham lovers can eat the ham. And, the people that like both can have both, and the people that like none can have neither. What do you think of them apples, huh? What do you think of that turkey? All right, we are talking turkey and a whole lot more on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, you're you. This is indeed Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for a lot, and we'll talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable, and we are live because we love you on Thanksgiving, and we want to spend time with you and talk about the things that are sacred, the things that matter most, our gratitude and more. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I'm thankful for honest money, ladies and gentlemen. How about you? Speaking of Thanksgiving, Brian Rust, Rust Quinn and Giff, welcome back and happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Hey, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to both you and Kurt as well and your families.
All right. There's so many things to talk about. It's hard to know even where to start on Thanksgiving, but I've got an interesting story. They say the stock market's been tanking. And they're really worried, and they say there's not a single factor that's affecting it. It's just all things are kind of going south. I don't really like statements like that because there's no way to focus on any solutions that way, except for we can all work on honest money. But one of the interesting things they said yesterday, don't worry, stock markets were taking a hit the last couple of days, but yesterday, stock markets up slightly. We did pass October, which usually is roller coaster heaven. So that's good news. But they say that things are getting worse, all factors. But then I got this headline that I wanted to bounce off you. Headline says cryptocurrency prices are plummeting. And then they ask the question, why? Nathaniel, I guess Popper is the author. What do you think of that? They want to know why cryptocurrency prices are plummeting.
Well, you know, there again, it's you know, people, what drives that basically is your scenarios of quick money, fast money. You know, I still feel that, you know, cryptocurrency is kind of a new, you know, technology out there that people are trying to get a handle on. But I, you know, there again, when you look at even our metals per se, we're seeing the manipulation of metals based on paper. Well, you know, there again, crypto would be a similar scenario. They say, well, it's, you know, the market, we can put our money out here. No one can do anything with it. We have it. No one can trace us or so on. But I'm telling you, it's, you know, there's manipulation in almost every market when it comes to paper.
Now, I find that interesting. Yeah, it's a great point, and I think that you're spot on. They say Wall Street has been bleak this week. Sharp declines. Fear of a bear market. High-flying technology that suddenly took a, whatever, a tumble, they say. Traditional stock investors may be taking a beating. But you know what? They should be glad they didn't put their money in cryptocurrency, they say. As of Wednesday, listen carefully, the price of a Bitcoin has fallen about 25% in a single week and was down more than 75% from its peak. Now, when we talk about gold and silver, they say, well, man, you know, there's just not the rise in gold and silver that you see in these incredible investments. But when do they talk about the fact that there ain't no tumble neither, sir? Pardon the French, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we look at over history of the, you know, monetary system, I would say, and you had metals that were bartered and traded and be able to sustain people, you know, and I think that comes into play. I think, you know, anytime you have people involved that can really manipulate a market, then you're going to have swings of real highs and lows and high, you know, and so on. I mean, so, you know, it just, you know, it makes sense of kind of where this thing's going. I mean, I think you stay the course, you hold on to something, you know, physical that's going to offset your paper losses, because that swing's going to be there, ups and downs. And yeah, you might not get rich quick with your metals, but your metals, in my opinion, is that preparation for peace, basically, in your life that sustains any loss that you might have. And it's a physical trade that you have. So if, you know, you go out tomorrow and walk down the street, you've got something that someone's going to take because it has real value.
And what I find fascinating is they have this big, long article. They tell you many cryptocurrencies have plummeted even way more than the Bitcoin, which is 75% down from its, quote, peak. And they tell you how horrible it is. And then they go into this, governments are starting to regulate it. And then they explain the problem, they say, is that there's not enough regulation by government. People speculate, people who control these currencies. I thought nobody was in control. Anyway, people who control these currencies, the big influencers and such like that, are fighting internally, et cetera, because when there's big money at stake, people fight. And then the answer, they say, always is, well, if government would just regulate and control this stuff so that it doesn't get out of hand, all will be well. And governments are working on doing just that. There's their answer, Brian.
Yeah, no, that's right. Governments try, you know, I think less government's the better thing. We shouldn't have to rely on government to control, you know, everything that we do. And, you know, common sense is what I'd say. You know, the world is definitely not using common sense, and our government system definitely isn't. So, you know, if we want them to just dictate every little factor that we have in our life, no wonder we got these swings and the corruption that goes on in the world.
Now, isn't the stock market controlled by the government?
Yeah.
They don't have any swings there, do they, sir?
Yeah. You know what? You know, it drops, let's say, 600 points. That used to be a huge number, 600 points. Now it's 600 points, just a little bit to the market, no big deal. It's going to climb tomorrow, 1,000 points. You know, that yo-yo is it's a scary situation. So you better have something that You don't have to go and stand in line at a bank saying, well, I had money in this bank. I need money today. Well, you've got peace of mind that you can actually have tradable assets that can, you know, sustain you.
Real money, ladies and gentlemen. Take possession thereof. That's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, gold is real money. Timeless insurance. They call it nature's currency, but I would say honest wages as well. One of the things that I find interesting is in the government-controlled stock market, too, if it goes up, they'll let it go up as fast as it wants to. But if it comes down, they want to put all these levers in place to stop it from going down. And all that does is force it eventually to go up and up and up and up and up over time. Because you're not allowing the free flow of the market to take place, sir.
That's right. Yep, you're seeing these big swings, and people feel like, hey, let's get in there and dump a lot of money in there, because that's kind of the get-rich-quick. We can get rich quick. Hey, we can retire. We can build that big house. We can just, it doesn't always work that way.
What's that Friday called? It's tomorrow. What's that big old day called, Kurt?
Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday. Yeah. Black Friday. Right. I guess the companies want to go black. They want to get out of the red. I don't know why they call it black. It's a pretty negative deal. But nevertheless, I would call it green, personally. But what do I know about, you know, money and colors and all that stuff? Anyway, I find it fascinating. They should be in the green, not the red. But they call it black, which is interesting. But anyway, Black Friday and then Cyber Monday and then the big Christmas march to the whatever you want to call it, Christmas Eve or whatever, this big long thing. Everybody wants to get a deal. Everybody wants to get a big ripping discount and a big whatever. Gold and silver's not even playing that game. It's just steady as a rock, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it has the factors of that security, that protection. One thing I need to say basically is the factor: if you're putting money into metals or buying, take delivery. Don't leave it down the street with somebody else that you have to call, especially if times got hard, that you've got to call and say, hey, where's my stuff? You know, you purchase stuff so you have it, so you have peace of mind and you can act on it that day if you need to.
All right. Now, the markets are closed today, right?
I thought I saw the markets there. Wasn't it up a couple bucks in gold and silver steady around 1458?
Yeah, so it's wrong. It's what, spot still changes? Is that how it is?
I think there's always afterplay, they say, in the market. Actually, if you ever watch the market a little bit, when everybody's asleep, you see some glitches in this market, ups and downs. And then they, oh, hey, it got to there. Well, hey, where was, you know.
Some folks are making money while y'alls are sleeping, people, on the spreads, huh?
Right, and that's that manipulation factor, yep.
Gold's at 12.27.10 right now, ladies and gentlemen. Silver's at about 14.47, something like that. It's changing every second, so I got to kind of keep track of it, but it's something like that.
Right.
You know, it's steady, folks. You don't have this massive drop, but I say this. You know what? Invest in gold and silver. Take possession of honest currency, real money, and don't think you're going to get rich because you're not, but think you're going to have stability, which you will. Think about that this Thanksgiving and be grateful for the Founding Fathers' wisdom of honest money, Brian.
Amen. You got it.
All right, any parting shot for the audience?
Well, just stay the course. Don't get caught up in all the, you know, the world is such a mess and the news and everything else is being bombarded. Look, you know, money, as far as money goes, stay the course, put some away, protect your paper, and you'll have peace of mind.
I like to tell people, don't dip your toe in crypto.
There you go.
I actually said that and somebody called me up making fun of me for that the other day. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, even if you get into crypto somewhat, I mean, there's people that have, you know, money and invested here, there, and diversification is a good thing. I'm not opposed to that at all, but I think you need to protect, you know, if you're heavy in one end, you better protect, you know, that, because, you know, it could be an ugly day. It just that, you know, people that in Greece or, you know, Argentina and Venezuela and other countries.
All right, are you a turkey guy or a ham guy, Brian?
I like both.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart. Thank you, sir. Godspeed. Tell your family we love them, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And, hey, don't argue with the crazy uncle over politics, okay?
Hey, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. There he goes. Brian Rush. Rush, Quinn, and Gift doing a phenomenal job, as always. Sam and Kurt return in seconds. Hard-hitting talk. We are live for Thanksgiving.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, it is Thanksgiving. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, and we're live. Why? Because we love you, that's why. So there's all kinds of good news for Thanksgiving and all kinds of bad news, and we want to focus more on the good for sure, but we got a couple of negative things we got to talk about a little bit. Brian Rust, over the past 50 years, doing a phenomenal job helping people understand precious metals. RustCoinAndGift.com to learn more. Honest Money Report. Gold is real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency, no doubt. Norm Franz's quote, I love this quote, gold is the money of kings, silver's the money of gentlemen, barter's the money of peasants, and debt's the money of slaves. I really love that quote, by the way. Cryptocurrency prices are plummeting. Why is the question? To me, it's obvious. It's fake money, just like everything else. Do you want to mention anything about that before we leave that topic, Kurt? I tried to get Brian to have as much time as he could get because I knew he
had
to fly.
Yeah, that was good. You know, I look and see, you know, at least across the Google search world, you know, which, of course, they're going to edit out the most important stuff, in my opinion, but maybe not, you know. I see Azer News, or A-Z-E-R News, says it was 5 hours ago, says, gold, silver prices up in Azerbaijan. So I guess that's where you get Azer News. You know, you've got the oil stuff that's happening lately with, you know, some of the a little lower prices on gas and that kind of thing. It's just, kind of hard to know exactly all these different things, but I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend you buy some of that beautiful silver, some of that beautiful gold. I'm not talking about sell the house or mortgage the farm, but I am saying that, we've been told this by those experts for years, buy low, sell high, you know.
We know I say just the, study the earth, steady, steady obtaining of wealth and stability is the answer long term, in my opinion. So anyway, there you have it. We thought we'd just talk about gold and silver on Thanksgiving because we're thankful for honest money. I'll tell you that right now. By the way, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are in the news, Kurt. And, we talk about how President Trump went to California and doubled down to spend the taxpayers' money to help Jerry Brown over there. And he said he wasn't going to send the money, but then he doubled down and sent a ton. And we basically talked about Davy Crockett and the point that he made, which he learned from a, in my opinion, a very knowledgeable farmer. You know, it's not yours to give. And we kind of, attacked Donald a little bit on that score because Donald should know better. Nevertheless, we brought up the idea that, you know, the private sector can really make a difference, Kurt. We could really do a lot of good. Just imagine if Donald said, I'm not going to give any government money. It's not mine to give. Go ask Davy Crockett for guidance on this. But I will put my own money into the cause and I will kick it off with a real investment and I will create one of the biggest GoFundMes ever to help and to be charitable and to care about our neighbors and to do something for those suffering people. And I agree with that 100%. Well, the reason that I bring all this up, ladies and gentlemen, is I think that either Kim or Kanye is probably listening to Liberty Roundtable because Kim and Kanye are doing just that. Kurt, headline says Kim Kardashian and Kanye West plan to donate $500,000 or more to help the victims of the California wildfires. And that's their own money. They're not asking for any government. They're leading by example, Kurt, and I wanted to highlight it. Whether you like Kim or Kanye or any of those, isn't the point. The point is they're doing what's right, and they're leading by example, Kurt, and they're involved in this philanthropy. And, you know, many people could say, well, it's just to get fame and fort. Who knows? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just telling you, it's the right thing to do. Just imagine if a millionaires decided to jump into this, and then the rest of us decided to get involved. And just imagine what a great charitable private sector solution we could have. And Kanye and Kim are leading the charge. I wish Donald would say, I'll match every penny the first 1,000 donors put in or whatever. And just imagine what could be done if we really worked on this together, Kurt, in the private sector, charitable. And I got to give Kanye and Kim a little bit of a kudos over here, Kurt. Any comment on that one?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. By the way, your audio to me is just the really hot part. I don't know if it's just the mic or whatever, but anyway. But on the Kanye and Kim, you know, it's cool to basically.
Kurtzen, but I'll turn myself down. Is that better?
Yeah, that's at least nicer for me. I don't know how it is for everybody else, but you know, the one thing that I could say when it comes to
it's the same for everybody else. I think,
anybody.
Kurt.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, there you go. Kanye, Kim deal, whether it's even Bill Clinton, when he does something good, we try to, encourage him to do more. And we say the same with them. When
hey, Kurt,
they're
what would you say if Maxine
money?
Waters jumped in and said, we're going to back Kanye and Kim, and we're going to put in some money ourselves, and we're encouraging all of our friends and neighbors and loved ones and our political party and everybody we know to do the same. We really need to help out. This is a charitable private sector solution, and it is the way forward. And what if Maxine did that, Kurt? Would you be praising Maxine Waters?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty neat. That's exciting, Kurt. It's not even partisan?
No.
Ooh. That's exciting.
I'm pro good things, and I'm, against bad things.
I hear you. Anyway, I find it fascinating of what we could really do. And I don't know how to encourage Donald Trump to be involved here. I just don't know what to do, but I really think it's the answer, Kurt.
Yep, good people doing good things is the answer.
Well, we got Happy Thanksgiving for the WND Superstore, Kurt.
there you go.
Well, hey, you know, if I'm going to do some Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever you want to call it stuff, I really think that doubling down and helping out the WorldNet Daily folks.
Yeah. Good thing. By the way, you know, we do have in the, speaking of WND, this is where I got them, but we do have a whole bunch of the In God We Trust bumper stickers available in the Liberty News Radio bookstore. You can get what these are is they're magnetic, and so, you know, it's not like you got to stick something on and you never get it off or whatever, but so it's a magnetic.
You got to be careful because the enemies might try to steal that dude, you know, and take it off.
Well, yeah, but if they do, imagine them stealing a In God We Trust bumper sticker, and, you know,
and maybe there's a way to put it inside your car on the window in such a way that it could still show up and be there too, right?
Well, it's kind of hard to, well, I guess you could tape it to your window, but it's a magnetic one, so you want to try to find some steel. But they're usually $2 if you join the Give Me Liberty Fund today or make a contribution. You can get them for just $1, no limit as well. I mean,
50% off for, what is this? It's not Black Friday. What's this thing? Early Thanksgiving deal. We opened earlier than everybody else.
Yeah, this is Thanksgiving. Yeah, this is what it is.
All right. Well, excellent. We like it. Where do people go?
Yeah, just email you Kurt? Can email. Yeah, that's right. Email or
Kurt?
Or text is fine, too.
C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com or call or text 801-669-2211 for that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Or you can go to localhoneyman.com and buy some honey and then put a little note on there that says, hey, man, I want to get some of that cool In God We Trust stuff, too. You know, the liberals will go crazy if you put In God We Trust stuff, you know, around. Are you allowed to do that, or will the government just call you a terrorist because you got that, you know? And you got to make America great again hat on. People just want to take you down. If you have an In God We Trust thing, people will just go crazy.
Oh, and by the way, on the Make America Great Again hats, we also have those available. You get 1 for $6 or 2 for $10. If you do buy honey, like you say, at localhoneyman.com, you can get them for half price. So, you know, it's kind of cool there at the honey table when I'm out selling. I can put all those In God We Trust signs, kind of like they're, you know, a decoration along there. And the Make America Great Again hats, I mean, it's just kind of fun, you know. Occasionally we even get some, we've got some real cool coins. You know, these are just collectibles for with President Trump on them that you can usually get for a great deal, like $2 a piece for a really nice, you know, it looks like silver. It's not, ladies and gentlemen,
it's copper,
but it looks
coins,
like
right?
It. You know, well, I mean, they look like silver. I don't know what they're made of exactly, but, I mean, they're really nice looking. $2 a piece when you buy honey, half price.
But they're fun collector deals, and they're, you know, when Trump's out of office and stuff, you'll look back to the day, it's kind of like they do Reagan, and be grateful for a lot of the good that Donald's done, that's for sure. I mean, you know, he hasn't done enough. I get it. I know I'm frustrated, too. From time to time, you know, it's easy to not, you know, it's easy to look at only one side of the, pardon the pun, the coin, but you know what? Good people are doing good things, and we got to acknowledge it. It is Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West donating over $500,000 to help the victims of the fires in California. And how about when your bus driver comes from heaven? Patty Ann Malley writes this piece. We'll talk about it because it's a great Thanksgiving story, by the way.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, a great column. You know, Patty Ann Malley, she writes for WND.com, becoming one of my favorite authors. She's got some great pieces, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've read some, and, you know, I was trying to think about this one. What part do we leave out? But anyway, it's short, but it's really good, Sam, and I hate to leave anything out. The headline reads, When Your Bus Driver Comes from Heaven. It's we found it on WND.com, and so it says, Trial by Fire and the Bus Driver from Heaven. She says, education is important, but there's a lot to be said for on-the-job training. And Kevin McKay, 41, that's how old he is, despite being only a couple of months into the job as a bus driver for Ponderosa Elementary, knew what necessity demanded: get kids home safely. Typically tasked with ferrying students to and from school, an often thankless job despite the precious cargo, McKay didn't have to think when the order came to evacuate. The wildfire eating up Butte County, California, that broke out on the 8th of November is some scary business. Patty continues, scarier still is that 22 kids' parents, thanks to gridlock and emergency conditions, didn't show to take their kids home. The students were stranded. McKay suggested immediate evacuation to the principal. The decision was made. Kindergarten teacher Abby Davis, age 29, second grade teacher Mary Ludwig, 50, went along for the ride. Good thing, too. Clear-headed teamwork saved these children from becoming another sad statistic in a hellacious California blaze that wasn't half over. With McKay at the helm, the bus cut through choking black smoke, roads rife with panicked evacuees and leaping pockets of searing flames that had riders questioning whether or not to abandon the bus. The inside of the bus was filling with smoke. Children began nodding off. That, not a good sign. McKay ripped off his shirt, instructing the teachers to make use of the sole water bottle on board. The three tore the fabric. They carefully soaked each piece in the cool water, instructing the children to hold the ad hoc filtration system over nose and mouth. The trio of adults, it says, goes on. They exchange some phone numbers, different things like that. One little fourth grader said she tried to stay calm and recalled going to my happy place on the journey, and the journey wasn't without incident. At one point, a car sideswiped them. McKay recalled it sounded like somebody was punching the bus. The evacuees also saw other traffic collisions, but that didn't keep McKay from picking up a stranded young woman needing a lift, a preschool teacher from an elementary school in the nearby city of Biggs, whose car had broken down, was welcomed on board and driven to safety with the others. It took 5 grueling hours, but parents and children were reunited. McKay and Davis hugged him McKay said, Davis hugged him so hard, he darn near lifted me off the ground. But that's what you do when your bus driver is from heaven. Pretty good piece.
It's a very good piece. And where's the mainstream press telling you these stories of what is it called? Heroism? That's what I think it's called.
That's,
you know, they had them back in the day of the founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. You know of some of them, George Washington, Patrick Henry, just to name a few. The hero of us all, the Savior Jesus Christ.
If it's a girl, is it heroism?
I would hope not.
Probably not.
All right. I was talking about Jesus Christ, and Kurt's talking about heroin.
Sorry.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
You said heroism, and so I was just wondering if
isn't
that was politically correct. Yeah, I think it's right. I'm just saying, right. You know, how they say a hero is a guy, typically, and a woman
Wait
is
a
heroine.
Hero's not a guy.
You know, well, don't they say that? Heroes
no.
are guys and heroines are women.
Hero is somebody who, heroine is different. Look up heroine and hero. You're mixing all kinds of words together, man. You're talking about drugs and female stars, and isn't a heroine a female? It's not necessarily
hero.
Like a hero, is it?
I thought it was.
All right. Well, Kurt will look those up. In the meantime, I was trying to tell you that the greatest hero of them all is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
I was trying to tell you that for Thanksgiving, and I got a little derailed on that. But all I'm telling you is the good people doing good things. If you watch the mainstream press and listen and read and whatever the mainstream, you believe that's of yesteryear stuff, that it's gone. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not true. It's just a manipulated view of the press. The truth is these things are happening all the time. And I don't know this McKay guy, incredible bus driver. You know, he and many other teachers on this bus did a great, great service. An act of love and selflessness, to say the least. They saved and protected as many people as they possibly could. And see, in my opinion, those are the conversations that you need to have around the Thanksgiving table today. Okay? Conversations about, hey, did you see in WorldNet Daily the incredible article about when your bus driver comes from heaven? People will be like, what? No, I didn't see that. What are you talking about? Yeah, man, it's entitled When Your Bus Driver Comes from Heaven. And by the way, that's a factual truth, I might add. So not only is it a cool headline to bring up a cool story bringing people together, stories of, I don't know what you call it, stories of heroes, ladies included. But it's a great author and a great news service that put it all together. And the truth is, the bus driver did come from heaven. So did we all. That's a fundamental truth that we ought to really acknowledge and double down on as well. And then you could talk around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Hey, did you know Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are giving $500,000 out of their own pockets, out of the kindness of their own hearts, and an act of philanthropy and in charity to help out the victims of the fires? Did y'all know that? You know, so you could talk about some incredible articles and incredible things that are going on in the world. There's a lot of stories of it. There's a lot of good people doing good things. And, you know, it's up to us to tell you about it, right? All right. Did you get this heroism thing worked out, Kurt? I figured
not
Kurt got
yet,
the lowdown.
But anyway, I'll keep working on it.
All right, in the meantime, the American Family Association wanted to wish us a Thanksgiving, Kurt. A personal note from Tim Wildman. A Thanksgiving greeting from Tim Wildman. Right? That's worth talking about, I think. Thursday, November 22nd, 2018. Dear Sam, to all of our American Family Association friends, we are immeasurably thankful. Together with your support and faithfulness, we are making a difference. As we celebrate the wonderful blessings of God today, I want to take this time to thank you for your continued support and for taking actions through the American Family Association alerts this year. We have joined together for a common cause to defend traditional family values. I think you will agree that we have had many great victories. It is my prayer that the Lord continues to use us as salt and light in our communities and our nation. And then there's a Thanksgiving address from the American Family Studios that you can watch if you go to AFA.org. From the American Family Association family to yours, happy blessed Thanksgiving. He signs it Tim. Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. You know, I like this time because people email not selfless things, but things of thanksgiving, things of appreciation. And it makes my heart glad, Kurt, that, you know, we got a lot of problems in America. There's a lot to complain about and a lot to argue about. And, you know, I get it. America is the rough and tumble of ideas, and I understand. But I also am grateful for a day to take a break and come together. You know, I don't want to argue with anybody this Thanksgiving. I don't want to fight with anybody. I really want to think about when my bus driver comes from heaven. I really want to think about what Kim and Kanye are doing. I always think it's Kim and Cammy, but it's Kim and Kanye. Anyway, you know, there's a lot of great stories. And President Trump had a Thanksgiving proclamation, Kurt, that we're going to read next hour. Because it's a little bit longer, but we want to cover it in its entirety. I tried to look for audio where we could hear Donald deliver it, but I couldn't find one. But it is in text, and I got it from the White House direct. And the liberals are going to go berserk. I mean, he mentions God and the Almighty and blessings and faith and freedom. And so many times the liberals are going to go berserk over that sucker. But anyways, it's really neat. I think if you really want to give people kind of the fair side of Trump, because, you know, Trump's far from perfect, folks. Aren't we all? But you know what? Donald Trump gives a great, great Thanksgiving message. And I think if you shared it with even your friends that aren't Trump-esque or you know, never-Trumpers kind of people, I think they'd be impressed. If they believe in God, family, and country, they'd have to like his presidential Thanksgiving proclamation, if you will. It is tremendous, in my opinion. It's important, and it's well done. So anyway, we're going to read that. We're also going to read an article or talk about an article from John Stossel, Grateful for Private Property, because I think this is a critical understanding or an important, whatever you want to call it, of Thanksgiving, too. So we're going to talk about that next hour. The Human Coalition Culture, these are the pro-life folks. Kurt emailed me for Thanksgiving, too, that I wanted to mention real quick. And I don't know if they're allowed to say this, but they say, "Dear Sam, when I think of all that God has done over the past year, I can't help but feel immense gratitude. It's easy to get singularly focused on what we don't have or haven't done or achieved. And it's easy to focus on all that's wrong with the world. But the truth is that when we focus solely on the negative, it only leads to an attitude of ungratefulness, blinding us to God's goodness. Perhaps that is why November is my favorite month. God's attributes. It is a season that focuses on gratitude. We need to be reminded of some of God's attributes. He is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for us. He is the all-sufficient, eternal, everlasting, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, infinite, immutable God. He is loving, kind, good, merciful, and gracious. And we can trust in him and his plans for us. Amen to that. Perhaps you're dealing with situations in life. In other words, circumstances that are less than positive. But as you reflect on the past year and what you can be grateful for, remember that thankfulness keeps us in the right relationship with Christ. Wow, what a tremendous Thanksgiving, I don't know what you want to call it, focus? I love it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We are live. We got a lot for you this Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We take our job seriously. It is about God, family, and country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It is about peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're here to tell the tale. Thanks for being with us. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.